From aesthetics to fitness to cosmetics, this is a podcast to discuss all issues, all tips, all concerns, and anything interesting on the two subjects. Hi, this is just going to be a short podcast on the overview of anxiety, and what it is and what happens in our brain when we get it. So anxiety is basically a trigger point that happens in our brain, and it's basically our fight or flight mode, which obviously everyone knows about. And this happens in an area of our brain called the primitive brain. This is where your hypothalamus and your hippocampus live. And within these sort of components of our brain are the sort of, let's call them paths, the paths that have been laid by things that have caused us anxiety in the past. So for whatever reason, something's happened in your past, maybe when you were a child or whatever, or an adult or whenever, literally it doesn't matter. But for whatever reason, something's happened, it's made you anxious, and this path has been laid in this component of your brain, in your hippocampus, and that's there basically. So 10 years on, something makes you anxious, and this triggers this component in your brain, and your brain thinks, shit, this has made us anxious before. Right, we need to switch on this fight or flight mode because we're in danger. And then this is when you start to get that knot in your stomach, when you just feel nervous for no reason. And it's because your brain is responding to that previous path that has already been laid out. And there's not necessarily any reason for it, that it can be subconscious. So do you ever get anxiety for no reason? Do you ever, you know, when you have some days where you think, I just feel anxious and I don't know what it's because? Subconsciously, something's triggered in your brain, which has triggered your hippocampus, which has made that part of your brain that responds to anxiety, the primitive part, where it knows that this has made you anxious before. But because you're not actively consciously feeling anxious and there's no specific reason, you don't know what's causing it, but subconsciously something has happened within your brain and that's making you feel anxious. So one thing that obviously a lot of people preach about is meditation. It does really help. Hypnotherapy, it does really help. And this is the reason how this works is it's because it gives your brain the opportunity to get out of that primitive area where your fight or flight happens, where all your anxiety and all your neuropathways that have made all that anxiety occur and all them paths that have been laid. It helps you get out of this area and go into your intellectual brain. So do you ever find if you're really pissed off at something and you're so worked up and then you think, I'm going to have a nap. And then when you wake up from your nap, you're not as annoyed. And that's because your brain, over through your sleep, has gone into your intellectual brain and it's thinking more rationally. So you think, why was I so annoyed about something yesterday or before my nap and now I feel okay? It's because your brain has switched, because you've rested. And that's something to do when it comes to sleeping, is to do with REM sleep, if anyone's ever heard of REM sleep. This is basically, REM sleep is 20%. We go into REM sleep 20% of our whole sleep cycle. And what happens in REM sleep is basically how our brain gets rid of all of our anxieties. So if you have anxiety, obviously your brain is basically going to enter the zone all the time. And when you go into this REM sleep, your brain tries to get rid of that all at once. So a lot of people with anxiety find they have weird dreams, and this is one of the reasons why. So your brain tries to get rid of all of that anxiety, all those anxious thoughts at once. And this is why a lot of people as well wake up in the middle of the night, because it disturbs you. So that 20%, if you're trying to get rid of 80% of your anxious thoughts, you know, you're not succeeding in getting that 20% REM sleep, which is our deepest sleep, and that's when we get the most rest. And that's why you might find when you're anxious, you're exhausted because you've woke up a couple of times in the night, or when you wake up, you can't go back to sleep, because as soon as you break that REM cycle of sleep, your brain restarts it. So all the anxious thoughts go back into your brain, you fall asleep and they all try and come out. But because you're not getting enough sleep and you're not calm enough and you're trying to distribute too much thoughts and feelings and emotions out at once. Your brain physically can't deal with it, and that's why it wakes you up, because it can't cope. So one of the best things to do when it comes to anxious thoughts and anxiety is to make sure you're getting enough collective sleep. You know, put on some meditating music before you go to sleep, and it will help. Other than that, if we go back to the primitive brain, this is also where panic attacks happen. And someone once told me that panic attacks are a better way to look at them as protective attacks, because they're protecting your body from what your brain thinks is something that's going to harm you. And that is a great response to have in the body, of course it is, but it's not such a great response when your body's trying to protect you from something that's not real. And it's panic attacks, if anyone's ever had one, what basically happens is you go into that fight or flight mode to the extent your breathing becomes more rapid, and because of that you hyperventilate. So that basically means that not enough oxygen is getting to your brain, and anyone that's ever had a panic attack, you'll notice you get pins and needles in your hands, and that's because your body is basically taking all of the blood and oxygen from your hands to fuel your main internal organs, and to try and get some to your brain, because obviously your brain is more important to fuel than your extremities. You're not going to die if you lose a bit of oxygen in your hands. You will if you lose a bit of oxygen in your brain over a longer period of time. So that's basically what happens in a panic attack. And they're very hard to get out of, but because you're so in this primitive brain, this sort of fight or flight mode where our adrenaline gets produced and our cortisol gets produced. And it's a very scary thing to happen. But I think understanding why things happen and what happens in your brain is a great way to practice techniques like meditation, like breathing techniques to calm yourself. Take time to meditate and calm your brain. When you're anxious, your brain is so active 24/7 that you don't get a minute's rest. You are 24/7 of a day worrying or edging about something in your life or that's going on in the world. If it's not your health, it's your money. If it's not your money, it's your family or your friends or just your being, your existence. There's always something that's going to cause you worry. And this is why you need to meditate in order to practice keeping control of your primitive brain, the primitive part of your brain, so you can work towards living and sort of emotionally living in your intellectual brain, where you feel more rational, where things don't bother you, where someone pisses you off and you think, do you know what, this isn't going to ruin my day. Someone calls you a name, this isn't going to affect how I feel about myself. It's because we act on things impulsively, and it's because we live in that part of our brain, and everyone does. Just when you have anxiety, you basically live in it all the time, and everything becomes a fight or flight moment. Everything becomes something that your body and brain deems as danger. And that can be quite scary when you're trying to lead a normal life. It can make a lot of things hard. But you've got to remember, by practicing these techniques and things, this is what's going to help. And it does make a difference. You've got to really want to get over your anxiety, and you've got to want to make it work to make it work. And it's not a case of if you don't do it, oh, so it means I don't want to get rid of my anxiety. I know nobody wants anxiety, it's awful. But you've got to really dig quite deep to get out of the rut and to get into the sort of technique of controlling your thoughts. It takes a long time, a very long time. You know, the brain is a crazy, crazy organ. And obviously, it controls our whole body, but we control our brain. As much as our brain controls our motor and, you know, our sort of finer skills, we control our brain. We control our thoughts. That's something you need to remember when it comes to anxiety. Although anxiety can make you feel very out of control, you control it. It does not control you. That's just a little taster anyway. I hope that helps. Anyone with anxiety that doesn't understand it, anyone without anxiety that doesn't understand it and think it is literally just worrying, it's much more than that, and it's much more in depth. And if you have a loved one, a partner, a brother, a sister, you know, a mum and dad with anxiety, just give them that little bit of time and that little bit of empathy to understand what it's like to live as them, because it's a very difficult world to live in. Thanks for listening anyway.